We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Well, say goodbye to the Howard University football program. Ron Prince?
Yes.
Everything that guy touches turns to you know what. Come on, he's like the opposite of King Midas.
Well, you know, wow. He's the reason Michigan gave up 62 points.
I know.
Right?
Yes. I know. He was everything that was wrong with the Detroit Lions prior to his departure, which is why now the Lions are well on their way to the play. Yeah. Remember when Ron Prince left the Lions? I was like, ah, well, now we got rid of Ron Prince.
I've never seen so many beat writers throw one guy under the bus more than Ron Prince. Oh, you know what? Ron Prince is gone, which means your offensive line's going to be amazing.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me put it this way. It wasn't just the beat writers throwing him under the bus. There were several players who off or on the record threw him under the bus as well.
Longtime former sideline reporters, too, apparently.
The stock market really took a huge tumble the last couple days. Ron Prince. It was Ron Prince's fault.
Well, it's Ron Prince's fault that the Avengers trailer just came out today. It was supposed to come out earlier.
And Ron Prince is actually behind Thanos.
He is.
So he is. It's his fault that all those superheroes died.
Spoiler alert.
That was last summer.
Doesn't matter. Spoiler alert.
Yes, it
for the
does. Post. Shut up. Dude.
Friday Night Lights no longer being on TV. It was Ron Prince, right?
Now I would fight him over that.
I basically think the whole movie thing, it's a 90-day rule. If you haven't seen it by then, it's your fault.
I'm telling you, you're going to get it. Somebody's going to text you at some point and say you spoiled the movie for them.
So is it okay if I say that the boat sinks at the end of the Titanic? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
What's in the box in 7? I've never saw it. Can we figure that out?
Gwyneth Paltrow's head.
What's in the box?
Let's just do that. Let's do a whole segment spoiling movie surprises. Crying game. Okay? Yeah. Anyway.
Penis.
There it is. Let's go to Mike Valeni now with an introduction like no other. He joins us. Of course, you can hear him every day at 2 to 6, 97.1 The Ticket, and the Always Aggravated podcast with a new episode up this week. He joins us now, Mr. Valeni. Good morning, sir.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Way to go, Mike.
Well, I got one.
You realize Sully hasn't seen that movie?
Well, no, come on.
Well, then, he's a young guy, though. That movie was a big hit when he was probably still in the womb, wasn't it?
Yeah, but, like, I'm a young guy. I still seen, you know, Godfather or The Dirty Dozen or, you know, whatever. Like, you just watch older movies.
But
like,
those are all-time classics. I love Seven. It's a great movie. I don't know if it's considered an all-time classic, though.
No, I know. I don't know. I like movies, though. I think that's the thing. I love movies.
Well, you know, another one real quick. Bruce Willis is dead. There you go. Another spoiler. Let's just start spoiling movies.
What?
Sixth Sense. Bruce Willis dead. The whole movie. Okay?
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
Yes.
Oh, yes.
248-539-9797.
It's a Christmas movie.
Hans Gruber.
Who cares? The Die Hard Christmas movie debate is my least liked debate of all time because I just couldn't.
Oh, I know. I hate it.
It's a great movie.
Period.
Period. The end.
Hans Booby.
There's the key right there. And you know what? We've got a couple salespeople in our building who act like that guy. Hans Booby, baby. Yeah, you're going to sit there and pitch a terrorist. Good for you. That's going to work well.
Yeah. Didn't quite work for him. So
can you tell our football team blows? We're going down this road.
I was about to say, so what do you got this weekend? I was like, well, we got Army Navy and then we got some NFL games. I'm not sure what the big storyline is.
You want me to I'll give you one and then you guys can make fun of me. Stafford dealing with, you know, a small back issue, right? But isn't that all the window you need to not put him on the plane to Arizona this weekend? Arizona's at 4 in the NFL draft. You're at 5. This is a must-lose football game. Why even put him on the airplane to go down there this weekend? Like, let's be real about this. You know, you hope you're never going to be this bad again in the near term, right? But if you're going to be bad, why not be bad with a capital B? What would be the purpose of playing Matthew Stafford this week? Can you offer that to me?
No, I mean, logically, no. And you're 100% right. That being said, I guess the only upside for the Lions would be they go out there with Stafford and still lose. And then you got Quinn and Patricia saying, oh, dear God, we really do have to completely blow this up. It's almost like they need to taste the worst the NFL has to offer with all their guns a-blaring.
Well, they already did, though, the Jets, and he threw four picks.
That's
the problem is, here's the issue. A, you don't have a real owner. B, your GM, your coach, and your quarterback's contracts are all connected to 2022. I could absolutely make a case. It'll never happen because, again, you know, flowchart this. You don't have good ownership. When you're at this position in the draft, if there's a franchise quarterback there, you take them. They would never do it. But the idea that it, let's say they end up at third in the draft. Let's say this thing just goes off the rails, right? They lose to the Cardinals inexplicably. Then they go to Buffalo and play in a snowstorm. They lose there too, right? You have an opportunity possibly to take Dwayne Haskins. We all want Stafford gone. We know we can't trade him yet, though. It's got to be next offseason. You have the Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes succession plan. You would sit Haskins in year one. You would play Stafford. You would trade him in the offseason, and then you would hand it to the new quarterback. Now, I know it sounds ridiculous.
You're
but
getting me excited.
Not. No, but I'm making a point that, like, Reeks, I'm just done with him. It's not an issue of Stafford being good or bad anymore. I don't want to look at him. I don't want to hear him. I don't want anything to do with it anymore. I'm just done. I want to go a different direction. If we're going to be doing radio shows next year, then it could be, they got to trade him this offseason, right? Or, hey, if they don't make the playoffs, we're getting rid of him. Then why wouldn't you, if you're going to be this high in the draft, why wouldn't you tinker with it? I know, because you're a terrible organization with terrible ownership, and it's a clueless circus.
I looked this up yesterday because I was curious, and I don't even know what this means, but I find it fascinating nevertheless. For the Lions' 2019 salary cap, and obviously there are going to be players added to that mix, but you're assuming Ziggy's gone. Ziggy has the second highest number on the roster.
Glover's gone.
Glover's probably gone, but he's actually further down.
I would think
he's retired. So
right.
Anyway,
TJ's gone.
TJ's gone.
Let's just be honest about it. Right. There's no way they're picking that number up.
No, but so Stafford's cap hit for next year, according to SportTrack, is $29.5 million. Second on that list is Darius Slay, whose cap number is 15.4. The difference between Stafford and Slay is $14.1 million. I would argue that there's no other salary cap situation with that great of a disparity between one and two, unless you're talking about guys who are already being enshrined in Canton. Fair to say?
Like Aaron Rodgers.
Like Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. Okay? Other than that, I mean, to have that absurd of a difference between slots one and two in your salary cap, you got to have a guy who's – I don't bemoan Stafford the money. It's never been about that. And I think it's somewhat unfair to look, the Lions paid him the money. He came out in 2009. There's nothing they could do about that. But at the same time, you got to perform. And he's just.
Well, that's the thing, though. Do you guys think, because I never thought I'd see this in our radio career. 3-4 years ago, Stafford, everybody made excuses, no offensive line, no running game.
Not everybody made excuses, but a lot of people did.
Now it seems like almost universal that on one way or another, people don't like Stafford and are convinced he's not the guy.
Here's the reason why. Well, A, if you're – just come out and say it, Riggs. I know you know this in your heart. We're going full Cutler. We're going to Cutlerville.
Mike, I don't disagree, but go on.
Like, that's what's happening here, and I'm with you. It's bizarro world because everybody has been licking this dude's feet for a decade, and now we're going full Cutler. But, like – it's happening, and I thought Rothstein wrote a nice piece in ESPN, and it was of the quarterbacks who are active that have been with their team a decade. There's nine of them, right? He's got the worst winning percentage. He's the only one without a playoff win. And in fact, the other eight have at least four playoff wins. The only guy who doesn't have an above 500 winning percentage, I think, is Joe Flacco, but Flacco's got a Super Bowl. Then, throughout NFL history, every quarterback who's been with their team a decade, Stafford's got the fourth lowest winning percentage. The only three that were worse, Steve Barkowski, some goofball with the Chiefs, I think it's Mike Livingston, and then it was Archie Manning. Reeks, it's a decade. You've been here. You've had, you know, three OCs, three coaches, $250 million. Yeah, people are done. I mean, it's just, it is what it is. A guy in his 10th year looking like this, when you brought back his OC, the one he campaigned for, and now they got to what? Do it again? They had all the weapons in the world. The O-line through 7 weeks, I think it only surrendered like, I don't know, like six sacks or something.
Pro Football Focus, the sixth best offensive lineup to that point.
Right. They had the running game. They had three really good receivers. You were 3-4, and in the biggest games of your season, the opener against the Jets, and then game seven here against Seattle, you got butchered. Stunk.
Here's another one, so, too. I'm piggybacking on something I think Wojo said last night, and there's no way to define this. He's just not fun to watch anymore.
No.
Like, he used to be, the crazy comebacks. Yeah, he'd throw some picks, but he'd throw for 350 and three scores. Like, maybe he's injured, but you know what? I don't even want to really hear that.
Don't play.
Well, no, I know, but
I don't want to hear it.
But I think Lions fans will actually have, they will maybe storm the Ford Field if after the season the Lions announce that Matthew Stafford is undergoing a minor surgical procedure to correct. It's like, oh, really? So now that's going to be the reason?
Why not?
Oh, he was hurt all year. That's why it's such a poor season. I don't even think people are going to stand for that,
maybe
even if it's true.
Maybe it's a procedure to correct his passion because he has zero of it. And you tell me how you make those plays in the fourth quarter of the last two games, and you tell me that's a guy that wants to win, and then he stands at his locker yesterday, and he's asked about the future, and he's asked about going after people that criticize him. I'm a millionaire. I am the first year of my deal. What the hell do I care? I mean, that's what it is. That's a guy, I don't care what you guys say. It's my opinion. That's a guy that lacks desire. And it's, you tell me I'm wrong.
Okay.
Well, I always say this, like certain things I'll be authoritative about and certain things I won't. So I can't prove this. I always say this on a show. This is what I see and this is what I feel. And I want to know if you're feeling the same thing. I agree with you, Rieger. He looks like a dude who knows he can't win here. He knows this organization sucks. He knows he signed his own professional death warrant by signing that deal. And he looks like he's on autopilot. That's what it looks like. He's also a dude who just got paid, you know, one of the biggest deals in league history. He's got three beautiful kids at home. He does not look like a guy who after the game is going to grit his teeth that they lost. He did. That's what it looks like. And I know it's insanely unfair. And I know it's ridiculous because guys, they do work hard. And Stafford, I think he does try. But man, if you put up tape of him and put up tape of Phillip Rivers, who's like 7 years older than him, that's just two different people with two different wiring systems. And it's just, it's frustrating because that's what we want to see as fans. It's like, hey, if your team stinks, fine, or if you make a load of money, fine, but damn it, dude, like, are you here? Do you want this?
I don't know how to say it any better. We've run out of time, Michael. We appreciate it, as always. Great talking to you. Any special thing you want to plug for the show today, 2 o'clock, Always Aggravated podcast, you know what?
Yes, I want people to think about this. We always talk about must-win football games, right? Or must-win games. I am going to offer you one of the only times. This is a must-lose game. And I have an angle for the draft that will prove my point.
All right. That's coming up at 2 o'clock. Thanks, Mike. Have a great weekend,
Mike.
Buddy.
You got it, boys. Everybody have a good weekend.
Mike Valeni joining us here, 97.1 The Ticket.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.